I was scared for my health at this point. It was getting aggressively worse. I didn't want to leave my house. I was getting really depressed. I was starting to have an identity crisis. When I looked in the mirror, my face looked disfigured. So it started to not look like me in the mirror. So it started to have a lot of mental health effects. And when I asked the why to the antibiotics, I just got, I don't know, let's just try. By the way, I kept going to multiple doctors, an ENT specialist at one point because my lymph nodes were getting so swollen from the acne. Their solution was to remove my lymph nodes. Yeah.
Welcome back to My Non-Expert Opinion. I'm your host, Chelsea Reif, and I'm also a podcast strategist who helps people launch and grow their podcasts. If you're a first-time listener, I'm also a full-time digital nomad, meaning I travel all the time. I am currently in Albania. A few weeks ago, I was in Greece. Before that, I was in Manchester and London and New York and then Miami and Mexico. Like, I've been all over the world. And one of the biggest issues I have when I travel is the weight of my luggage. I am constantly deciding, should this stay or should this go? And one of the heaviest items I carry around is my skincare. You know how big those skincare bottles can be, whether it's a face wash or a serum or some type of elixir. And I have to be really freaking picky about what I pack in my bag and what actually makes it from country to country. One brand that I came across this summer that has made it to every country, including Albania today and is on my face right now, is Clearstem Skincare. When Clearstem Skincare came into my world, I was like, you know what? I'm not sure about this brand because, again, I'm very picky about what I travel with. And honestly, travel has made me very minimalist with my skincare. Like, I don't do a 10-step routine. I don't use retinol. I don't use a lot of things that all the skincare girlies use. And so I'm very particular about what I bring with me. So I was fortunate enough this summer to collaborate with Clearstem in New York City. We got to meet in person. I got to meet the founders, Kaylee and Danielle, both at an event that they hosted, and then another one with Almost 30, and then I actually got to interview them and get into Clearstem and what's so amazing about it. Some of the things we talk about today are acne and the root causes, including internal and external triggers, marketing versus science. Yeah, that's a part you definitely want to take notes on. The importance of education and transparency in skincare ingredients, including an incredible pore clogging calculator they have on their website. Like, you go on and type a product and it will tell you if it has pore clogging ingredients. Hello, that is so next level. As well as being able to understand supplementation and its impact on hormonal acne. Raise your hand if you ever walked around with a bunch of random supplements in your bag because you just heard it on a podcast. You're like, yeah, I take B12 and vitamin C and vitamin D and fish oil because every one of your favorite influencers has like dewy, glowy skin. And so you started taking that. That was pretty much my life up until the last few years. And so we talk about why that might not be the best case for you and how to understand what specific skincare needs are going to work for you. I know the seasons are changing. We're getting into fall. It might start getting cold where you are. And I think all of us deal with skin issues when the seasons change. So if that's you, then this episode is definitely for you. And if you're just obsessed with skincare, then this episode is also for you. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while or you find value out of this episode, go ahead to Apple Podcasts and leave a written review and I will enter you into a giveaway to win a one-on-one 20-minute laser coaching session with me. So all you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts, find my podcast, scroll down to the part where it says write a review, write that written review, and then screenshot it and send it to info@chelseareif.com. That's info@chelseareif.com. And screenshot it before you send it in because it takes a while to show up on Apple. And I want to make sure you get entered into this giveaway. And last but not least, if you're like, I want to be able to talk to people like the founders of Clearstem Skincare or be able to talk about what I want to on a platform, then podcasting might be your best next step and Mic Drop might be for you. So head to the link in my show notes to learn about Mic Drop or go to my website and just check out the Mic Drop page. It tells you everything you need to know about podcasting. From planning out your episodes, to naming your podcast, to forming outlines, recording tips, software editing, the whole nine yards, I thought of every single thing you need to launch a podcast and put it in this course. It's broken down into four very easy to digest modules and a checklist that you can follow to make sure you launch that podcast that you've been probably thinking about for years. All right, let's get into this week's episode with Kaylee and Danielle of Clearstem Skincare.
Danielle and Kaylee, the absolute masterminds behind Clearstem Skincare. Welcome to My Non-Expert Opinion. Thank you for having us.
I feel like we're friends now. Like, we already hung out pretty much all Friday evening. So,
I know.
Yeah. I feel like this is just a little reunion.
I was like,
oh, hey,
what's up, girl? And we got to know you in such a, like, special, authentic way, yeah. Which was just so special.
Yeah. Usually I don't even do in-person recordings because I travel all the time. And I definitely never meet people at the capacity that we met on Friday. To give everyone context, I went to one of their events that they collaborated with, Almost 30 Podcast. I went on stage and I shared a very vulnerable moment, and it turned into advice from you two, as well as Almost 30 hosts. And I was like, well, we know each other pretty well now.
It was so beautiful. Thank you for being so open and vulnerable, because that's what I feel like made the evening so special, is you and the other woman that came up and shared. We were like, oh my gosh, we have to do more of those hot seats next time, because when other people can hear what you're going through, they see themselves in you and they feel it, and everyone's getting impact from you being open and vulnerable.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys for kicking that off, because I really value transparency and context. And I feel like a lot of people are always like, we're going to give you the tea, like the raw unfiltered thoughts, and then like nothing happens. And I'm like, that's not raw and unfiltered. That's a curated version. And I feel like all of you were so honest about your relationship with like work and romantic partners and friendships and sisterhood wounds and all these things that I was like, oh, okay, now I feel your humanity. So now I'm excited more to go up there and share my story.
Love that you said that, because I feel like, especially with women, very rarely is it ever raw or unfiltered.
Never.
Like, it's never, always, right? Like,
I used to call it like, what did I call it? Like faux vulnerability, where it's like, I know just enough to share, but I'm still going to make myself look good at the end of it.
Yeah.
And that's why I started listening to podcasts and loving them, because I'm like, it's pretty hard to fake vulnerability when you're talking for like 60 minutes at a time. It's really hard to do that.
Yeah.
And when one person gets vulnerable, it just encourages the other person too. And you start feeding off of it's like, you know, one person taking the first step, it gives you that motivation to also get to that level.
100%. Well, that's actually a perfect segue into asking about you two, your friendship, your relationship. From my understanding, you were actually a client of hers at one point. Can you walk us through that story?
Yeah. So it's really funny sometimes, every once in a while when we're interviewed on podcasts, and someone will ask the question, so what was it like starting a company with your best friend? And Danielle and I always look at each other and laugh, because we weren't friends. I was one of her clients. So this was, oh my gosh, coming up on nine years ago.
Seven
yeah.
7 years ago.
It was 2014. It's nine.
Yeah. Wow.
It was nine. Yeah. So next year it'll be the 10 years, because I was 24.
How old are you?
Oh, wait. Hold on. No, it was 2015.
Yeah. It's like 7 years
15.
ago.
Yeah. So, okay. 8 years. Yeah.
I'm someone who refuses to age. So, like, when you say things are longer than they were, I'm like, no, they're not.
You're like, that didn't. Have you seen that TikTok that
you're lying?
There's a girl, and
eight
she's
years.
Like, why is everyone not understanding? I'm just a 21-year-old that was born in 1984. And I was like,
right?
That is so funny. I was like, I'm going to start saying that.
I need to meet her, because I was also born in 1984. And I tell myself I'm 19 all the time. Why? Because I remember being 19 specifically, not 18, not 20. I remember 19. Because it's like first year in college, and I had this like really cool job at the one liquor store that everyone went to. So everyone knew me, and I got into all the parties. Like, I remember being 19. So I set my alarm to 6:19, not 6:30.
Oh,
like, it's a big part of my life and like my like age manifestation thing.
Wow, okay. I love
wow.
that.
Yeah, I'm like, hot tip, everyone, like, write that down. Make your alarm whatever age you want to be.
So no matter how many years ago Danielle and I met, it was 7 years ago.
There you go. Now you're getting it. Good job. Up, sweetie.
Like, you got it. I just keep saying that. There we go.
So we met because I was at my wit's end with my acne. So I'd recently got off birth control, and for about 8 months, I was struggling with bright red, inflamed, aggressive cystic acne. And if you don't believe how aggressive it is, my before and after is the first one that's pinned on top of ClearStem's Instagram, so everyone can see. It's also on our website. It was so – I remember my parents like didn't even believe me. They're like, yeah, acne. And then I sent them a picture and they were like, oh. I mean, it was covering both of my cheeks, creeping down my neck. So my first instinct was to go to my doctor. Like, that's what I was trained to do. You know, when something's wrong, go to your doctor. So I go, and they told me the only way to rebalance my hormones and fix this was to go back on birth control. Now, at this time, I had gone back to study holistic nutrition. So I was learning about – root causes. I was learning about the detriments of medications long term, and also some medications, what they're also suppressing and leaching from your body that can cause different effects. So it was a personal decision that I did not want to go back on any form of birth control. So I kept trying to communicate this to the doctor, and they kept pushing on me and saying I had no other choice. The only way to rebalance them was birth control. And I challenged them a little bit, and they wanted nothing to do with it. So once we came to the agreement that I was not going to go back on birth control, they said, okay, here's a prescription for antibiotics. We want you to do 3 rounds of these antibiotics, and we'll go from there. And I said, okay, like, how will this help? Like, what's actually going on? Because I was scared for my health at this point. It was getting aggressively worse. I didn't want to leave my house. I was getting really depressed. I was starting to have an identity crisis. When I looked in the mirror, my face looked disfigured. So it started to not look like me in the mirror. So it started to have a lot of mental health effects. And when I asked the why of the antibiotics, I just got, I don't know, let's just try. So again, I had done the research on antibiotics and at this point knew how detrimental it can be to your gut health because it's basically like setting off an atomic bomb, killing everything in your gut and wrecking part of your digestive system. And in my head, it just didn't make sense to me. I'm like, okay, how will this help rebuild and fix what's going on? So I decided not to do that. Then I went to a couple different, I kept going to multiple doctors, an ENT specialist at one point because my lymph nodes were getting so swollen from the acne. Their solution was to remove my lymph nodes. Yeah. So I'm going to all these different doctors. And then I'm starting to go to a bunch of dermatologists. It's again, it's prescription, prescription, prescription. And I was about to go on Accutane because this is, I mean, months. And on top of this, I'm trying every single elimination diet protocol, the cleanest of clean skincare to like a $400 serum. I mean, I was literally trying everything that was so close to going on Accutane. I really didn't want to, but at this point I was desperate. I was like, I've tried everything. Like, I don't understand. I can't figure it out. No one knows what's going on. So I started the process for it. I didn't go on it yet, but I started the process because you have to take pregnancy tests and sign a bunch of paperwork. And I did one last Google search and up popped San Diego Acne Clinic. And that's where I met Danielle. And truly, my whole world was flipped upside down into what the actual root causes of acne were and what was causing my acne.
Why do you think so many doctors push birth control as the answer? Like, what is actually the science behind that?
It's not science. It's economics. We're a prescription-based medical system. The FDA gets half of their funding from pharmaceutical companies.
Wow.
It's just follow the money. It's really that simple.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Did not know that.
Yeah, everyone has their specialty, but our medical system is a prescription matching system.
Wow. Okay. So you go there. You find Danielle. What was it about what she was telling you that blew your mind and made you be like, wait, there's something here I want to pursue?
Firstly, I had no idea what pore clogging ingredients were. I didn't even understand what non-comedogenic meant. And
wait, I don't know what that is.
Exactly. Yes. No, that's – thank you for saying that because we constantly have to come back to the basics with our customers because when you're so in it, you're like non-pore clogging, non-comedogenic. You like know all these things and then you come back to the basics and – no one is taught what these things are. So I'll let Danielle get into the deeper explanation of pore clogging ingredients and non-comedogenic. But what I will tell you from my perspective, I was just following marketing, right? Like I was just looking at what brands were advertising to me and what they were saying to me and having no idea about what an actual proper skincare routine was, what products I should and shouldn't be using on my face. I was just listening to the marketing of it, not the actual science of what your skin physically needs and what is actually causing acne, not what marketing is telling you is causing acne.
Acne is both internal and external. There's things that you're putting on your skin that are breaking you out. There's things that you're eating that are creating an inflammatory response that are breaking you out. There's dysbiosis in the gut or digestive disturbances that are creating toxic load in your lymphatic pathways. Like there's a lot, you know, and then the liver gets compromised, especially when you're on a lot of medications for a lot of years. So that's why acne actually gets pretty bad between the ages of like 24 and like 30 is when we're seeing the biggest surges of it. There's a lot of different reasons and we can dive into that essentially, but there's like a checklist that I've created and that's what we go over at San Diego Acne Clinic. And you know, Kaylee had her first appointment and we went through the entire process. What are you eating? When are you eating it? How many eggs are in your diet? How much dairy is in your diet? What sort of vitamins are you taking? What dosages? Need to see the nutrition label. She actually had like 11 different triggers. Some of them were topical, One of them was just she didn't know to exfoliate. And then the other ones were she was overdoing it on certain vitamins. Like you were taking a ton of B12, which spikes testosterone, which is the main hormone that causes hormonal acne. So yeah, there's a lot of internal and external triggers.
And you were just taking B12 because you're like, that's what everyone told me to take.
So that's the really cool part of our education is coming from the perspective of even if people go to nutrition school, dietitian, functional, like FNTP, naturopathic school, they're actually still not taught these tiny, tiny nuances unless they're working with so many acne patients, seeing so many lab panels and coming to these conclusions themselves. That's really where people are learning to it. It's just diving deep into research. No one is telling you that eating eggs every single day can cause inflammation of the skin. And it doesn't matter if it's the best pasture-raised, organic, non-corn-fed, gluten-free, all the things, that doesn't matter. It has to do with something called albumin protein in the egg whites. No one tells you that taking too much B12, vitamin D, zinc is going to raise testosterone levels, causing hormonal acne. So you see marketing and everyone telling you, oh, you need to take vitamin D and zinc because of your immune system. You need to take biotin for your hair, skin, and nails. By the way, biotin's another huge, huge acne trigger. You need to take B12 for focus, for energy. Everyone's depleted in it, this and that. But you don't know what your levels are. And then not only, maybe you're taking a multivitamin, right? You're like, okay, I need my vitamin D, I need my zinc and my B12 because marketing is telling me that. So I'm taking a multivitamin. But then maybe you're taking the...
You're also taking a vitamin D supplement on top of that because you're told you're deficient, which usually you are.
Then you're taking it, then you're drinking a Celsius before your workout. And which is loaded with biotin and B12. And then you're drinking an immune drink halfway through the day. And then you're putting beauty powder in your smoothie later in the day that's also loaded with more biotin and more zinc. And here you are having this huge overload of all these supplements and you're actually causing hormonal acne when you're just thinking your hormones aren't balanced, but you're causing the imbalance.
Okay, so I actually just hired a holistic health coach. And funny enough, she's like one of your biggest fans. Her name is Mad Healthy on Instagram.
We love her. Yes.
Yeah. So I work with Maddie and I just tagged you guys that I was doing this interview. She's like, oh my God, I love them. And she was the one that also prompted me to be like, let's clear some. So we've been figuring out all the gut stuff and what's going on. Yeah. I've never really had bad skin, thank God, but I've always had a lot of gut issues, but we had to do like a stool test. And so I'm curious for you being in skincare, but knowing that a lot of this is, we're talking about a lot of internal organs, what made you find out with, especially Kaylee, like, did you do a stool test or a urine test or what type of testing are you doing to figure out what was going on?
I love that question. So the stool test and the Dutch test, is the urine test.
Sorry, Dutch test is the stool test.
No, wait, really? Mm-hmm. Dutch test is the one where hormonal. I have to pee.
The Dutch is pee.
I'm mixing them up.
No, the stool test is the GI map.
GI map.
Dutch is the pee one. Yes. I just did it. I remember very clearly.
I have all of mine to do at home, by the way, and I'm like trying to time them all out. Like, I'm like, okay, which ones
did
I have
mine
to pee?
3 days outside of my cycle and have to do a whole thing over.
No.
Read the instructions on these tests, you guys.
I messed it up. I missed my cycle. So I have my Dutch test lined up. I have like my stool test. I have all of them lined up. So good to know because I was mixing them up in my head.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, don't poop on the pee strips, Kaylee.
I was about to.
Can you imagine the providers getting that and they're like, this chick did not get it.
You have more issues than just this.
Than just hormonal stuff.
I'm dying.
Okay, where were we?
Yeah.
Okay, so no, I don't run any of those tests in the clinic. I refer out for things like that. I have a blood work specialist that I personally worked with. Kaylee's worked with her. And I've been working with her for pretty much like 8 years. Like when I know something is going on in one of my clients, you know, their systems, like their lymphatic system is just completely inflamed and we've ruled out everything or they never go to the bathroom or something, you know, I have a blood work person that I refer out to. The Dutch and the stool test are really important. However, with acne, it's often so much simpler than that. Like removing pore clogging ingredients is going to have a massive benefit for like 80% of people. That's step one. Then starting to exfoliate, dialing in your exfoliation, the right level, the right frequency, the right combination. That's going to create a huge, huge benefit for people. Because if you have acne, you do need to exfoliate a little bit more and more regularly than people who don't break out. Aside from that, there's the internal triggers like over supplementation with certain vitamins. that is something that everyone's doing. When they change that, they get a huge benefit. So I'm able to get significant change without even having to do any tests. Mm. With that, and with those things plus dietary modifications, so much change can happen. Then when there's something really going on, I send them to my blood work person. And if there's something really funky going on where we're like, okay, now we need to look at like candida or parasites or something a little more fringe, that's when I refer out for a Dutch or a stool test.
Got it. Okay. So you start seeing your skin clear up, I imagine, and you're like, what is this miracle worker doing? This is insane. Where did the seedling of ClearStem start to be seeded?
Well, at the time, I had a blog and a podcast, and I started to share this information. And because at the time, I was also practicing as a holistic nutritionist, and I kept telling Danielle, I'm like, I don't think you understand. Like, people don't know this. The masses need to know this, and they don't know this, because I would be going to so many different wellness conferences, meeting up with my friends who are also in the space, and I'd be sharing them about it, and everyone's mind was so blown. And the way my brain works is once I find out information that I know can help the masses, I'm like, how can we scale this information? Like so many women's lives are going to be transformed from this information. We have to figure out a way to do this. So my head was thinking so educationally with everything. So I started to write things on my blog, brought Danielle on the podcast. We're talking about more on the podcast. And at the same time that we were talking about so much this education, Danielle was starting to formulate, which now one of our products.
Yeah. So I was treating so many people. I've treated thousands at this point, and every ethnicity you can think of, you know, not Kaylee's like super fair, but then, you know, I'd have clients with Indian skin, Filipina skin, everything you can think of. And the thing with that is that the darker the skin is or is able to get, the worse they scar. So not only is a tiny little breakout scarring them, extractions could scar them, doing a chemical peel could scar them. They can't go do a laser or anything aggressive because that alone could scar them. It's called hyperpigmentation. So I had to think of a way to heal my clients' scars that had darker Fitzpatrick's. So I started formulating a stem cell serum that was anti-inflammatory, had epidermal growth factors like collagen-derived stem cell particles, and then like reishi and hormone balancing properties that would help not only calm the inflammation so that the skin could heal, feed the skin what it needed to regenerate, but then also balance the topical kind of hormone activity of the skin. And that is the blue bottle that you have sitting out right here. That's our OG product called Cell Renew. It's fantastic. So I was formulating that, and I was just very focused on getting it into the clinic so I could use it both in treatment and send people on it for home care. And I couldn't keep it on the shelves. And luckily I found a chemist who believed in what I was doing. So I was like so small. I was like only buying a gallon at a time. Normally you have to buy huge drums of product. But this chemist had a son who was struggling with acne, and she believed in what I was doing. So she decided to take me on.
Wow. Can we talk about that for a second? Like finding someone that believes in you. I think so many people are listening right now trying to develop their first product or launch their first offer. And they're like, I just need one yes, but I'm either getting so many no's, or I'm talking to people that whip out the fact sheets. I think you said your friend did this one time. I'm like, well, that's not going to work because this and that and the other thing. And you just start to lose hope. When you found this chemist, like what do you think was in your pitch or how you told your story that really sold her? And how can maybe advice you would give to founders or anyone that's like really trying to get the backing of just one person to say yes?
Yeah, I think that if you have a really important problem to solve and you have a really clear way to do it, you can't just go be like, oh, I hear acne is a huge industry. I'm going to go make some products and do that. Like, yeah, you'll find people that will work with you. You're not special to them. You're not going to get preferential treatment. It's going to be a little harder unless you have that true purpose behind what you're doing. I know a lot of people are trying to start a lot of various different types of businesses, and every no is just like one step closer to a yes. And the yes should be with someone who understands what you're trying to accomplish, like who you're trying to serve. And ideally, they've gone through that same problem themselves, because that's where the passion is and that's where the real alignment happens.
It also shouldn't feel like there's major friction, like you're trying to make it work.
Yeah.
Because now Danielle and I, as we're continuing to hire and grow our team, there's so many people that have the skill sets for certain positions that we're hiring for and growing and scaling. So a lot of the weeding out is energy. Like, how do we feel? Does it already feel like a little friction? Do we already feel like we're trying to convince them what ClearSim is, or do they get it and they know it and they've been through that and they're, one of our core values is one with the customer. So have they struggled with acne or skin issues where they automatically get the mind and the frustration and the struggles that the consumer is coming from? So it's so important, especially in the beginning when you're figuring out who you want to work with. Like, do they automatically just get it and they're passionate and excited? Because if there's any initial friction or lack of understanding of the goals and mission of your product or company, that's just going to continue to grow.
Yeah. I mean, perfect example of that. We're doing a brand refresh. So we never actually worked with a branding agency. We, you know, made it totally grassroots, brick by brick, you know, our color palette, our font, all this. But that in our messaging, like we have so many different value propositions, like it's anti-aging and anti-acne and non-toxic. But we don't know how to put that into a neat little bow for the average consumer. So we're like, okay, we're going to work with a official big boy branding agency. So we're taking all these meetings and these are all $150,000 to $200,000 projects. One of them literally like didn't even look at our website. I asked him, you weren't on this call, Kaylee. I asked him, has anyone on the creative team that we would be working with struggled with acne? He's like, I don't know, but we can figure that out. I'm like, you're fired. This call's over. Like, no. Literally, I side texted everyone else that was on the call on my team. I said, this meeting's over. I'm going to wrap it up and like cut the meeting short. Like, if there's no alignment, get the F out.
Yeah, I love that. I think what can be hard for new entrepreneurs is listening to your intuition over money. And I think a lot of times we get offered either a big sum or someone wants to hire us and they're like, ooh, that's like double my salary or whatever the case is. And there might be something that you're like, I do feel like this is off, but maybe it's just off because I'm new or I'm uncomfortable or something that we just don't really know yet. I've been in that situation. I remember a coach was trying to hire me into her mastermind being like a co-coach. Mm-hmm. And I remember I complained about her all the time. And my ex was like, why would you even consider working with her in that mastermind? And I was like, well, the money's really good. And like, I was broke at this point. So to me, that money was like, oh my God, it's going to save my life. And he was like, but you're going to be miserable. And he really talked me out of it. But I always think if he wasn't around, I might have just done it and learned the hard way. Can you either share some lessons that you guys have learned the hard way and you're like, oh shit, like we did not listen to our intuition at that moment?
I think it was my last corporate job. I was in business consulting and I got recruited for a company that sort of did what my other company did, but it was for like a more elevated like software. It was like a business software. And I got sold on the retainer and the fancy new office, but I knew that the guy interviewing me was just a sales guy that they had promoted to a manager. And we all know that that doesn't go very well a lot of the times. And I totally ignored my instincts. He was a terrible manager. I didn't get any training. That was like the worst like PTSD like corporate experience in my life. But thank God it was so bad that I never wanted to go find another job again. And that's when I wound up going back to school to solve my own skin issues, because at that time, that year that I was there, I had done my third round of Accutane and it had stopped working. I had to stop taking it a little bit soon because the side effects were getting so bad and my acne came right back. So I was like, screw this, I'll figure it out myself. And at that same time, that boss and that experience was so bad that I did not want to go find a new boss. Because it's just like you go on one date and then you're committing a huge part of your life to this person. And yeah.
Yeah.
Some advice that I will give, because I don't think as a company we've ever ignored our instincts as a mistake, because we feel very strongly on that. But the mistakes we did make early on is not asking for enough referrals mm-hmm. with certain companies. So two big ones that really drained us of cash were a website design marketing agency that we had originally hired to just film videos for us. And then they convinced us to completely rebrand our website and switch from Shopify to WooCommerce, which was the worst decision ever. But we didn't know any different. Like, they sounded like they knew what they were talking about. They showed us this beautiful website. And we didn't call around and ask for a bunch of referrals from people. They had come referred to us based on their videography skills. Mm. And we didn't think at the time to ask for multiple referrals for our website and dig deeper on that. And then the other one was the very first warehouse 3PL we hired. For anyone that doesn't know what that is, it's what ships out your product. So most people don't have like shipping and warehouses in-house, especially startups don't at all. Well, you do it at home for so long, right? And then you have a warehouse that ships it out. And we didn't ask for enough referrals on that. I think it came from like one person and we just desperately needed it at the time that we didn't shop around. So that's a big piece of advice I have, is get those referrals, shop around, compare pricing, like take the time to investigate those things that'll be really responsible for scaling your company.
I think that's such a good tip too, because I feel like it shifts you into an abundant mindset. I used to hire people really quickly, almost out of scarcity. Like if I don't hire them now, my business is going to go under and they have to start working tomorrow. And we would literally do one discovery call and I'm like, okay, can you start on Friday? And I'm like, where is that coming from? And again, after crashing and burning a million times and these people not working out and then me losing money and having to fix all the mistakes myself, I was like, why do you feel the need to hire people so quickly? Why don't you shop around and take your time? And then I started to figure out my needs too. You know, like, this is how I work best with people. Can you offer me this? Like, can we work in a co-collaborative relationship? Because we're going to be working together for a while. So I want it to not just be, hey, once in a while checking in here and there. Like, I want to feel like we're a team. And so I'm curious now, I know you guys are hiring. What are some things that you look for when you're hiring that stick out to you as like, you're a star player, come to our team?
We actually know now, we've learned very recently what works and doesn't work. You can be on an interview with someone and they have so much passion and they bring so much, I'll just call it emotion to it. And we get excited with it and caught up in it. We have found that the best employees are the ones that are not that emotional. Mm. Their data, their business, they know their job. They're like, here's an idea. What do we think? Okay, boom, move on. They don't bring all of their shit to us.
Ooh.
Like, that's literally. We actually, I think we dodged a bullet on someone that we were so trying to hire and just trying to convince her that we would be the best and so much better than her old boss had treated her. And like all this stuff, like looking back, we're like, wow, that's not how the interview process is supposed to go.
Yeah.
And the person we wound up hiring is amazing. And she creates zero drama, zero nonsense. She's just like all business, loves it, loves that we let her do her thing. And it's just beautiful. So now we have a very good barometer for how to hire in the future.
Oh, I love that. What about working together? I want to talk about that because I know there's a lot of people listening that are like, oh, I want to go into business with someone. I don't want to do this by myself. And I imagine there are so many highs of working with someone to support you and so many lows. So can you just share what even prompted you guys to start working together? Let's start there.
So I started helping Danielle out with the Cell Renew Serum. It was called the ClearStem Anti-Acne Anti-Aging Serum. It had this like long name. I love it. So I was testing it out. I was using it, right? Because she had gotten me clear, but I still had the scar damage left over. And so our Cell Renew Serum is what I was using to get rid of the scar damage. It's an amazing product. It's so insane. It was just transforming my skin.
I'm wearing it right now, by the way. So if anyone wants to zoom in on the camera.
It was absolutely transforming my skin. And like I had mentioned before at the time, we're like talking about all this education, like putting it out there. And Danielle was growing it in her clinic. It was flying off the shelves. And I was like, we should sell this online. Like other people want this. Like my friends wanted it, like people outside the clinic. And obviously that didn't even live in San Diego that couldn't come in and get it. So it's like, you know, we should sell this online. We should ship it. So we built like a makeshift website and I created a label for it. And I ordered like from like Uline or something, the like blue cobalt bottles and the droppers and was filling them in my house and putting on the labels. And at this time, like just helping Danielle, I was just so passionate about this. I was just helping Danielle out and we were just doing it together because Danielle was still in the clinic 7 days a week. And I worked a job, which grateful for, I was working remote. So I was able to just get my work done during the day and do this on the side because I was home all day. So I was doing this and, you know, it was selling on the website. And then Danielle had a client who was really proficient in Amazon sales. So we put it on Amazon. So then we were filling up bottles of like 300 at a time and shipping it to Amazon Prime to then fulfill that way. And it was selling and it really started catching on. And I noticed that I was spending a lot less time at my corporate job and a lot more time like building the ClearStem brand. I was like tinkering to the website and putting more education on there and posting on social media and like getting on lives and just was really excited. I was going to events where I was like sharing about ClearStem and handing it to the right people, going up to LA a lot, just to like different wellness events and influencer events at the time. And I remember it consumed me in the best way possible. Like I'd never been so passionate about something in my entire life and could just see a vision for a brand built around this education. It had never been done before. So one day I asked if Danielle would go to lunch with me. And I was like, I want to, you know, talk about all the work we've been doing with this. And I just asked her and I basically pitched her on me being so passionate about the brand. And I'm in this for the long haul and I want to do this. And do you want to go into business together? Do you want to hire a lawyer? Talk about this, sign the paperwork. And she said, yes. And we did it. We started building from there. And the beginning was so crazy, right? Because the first two and a half years, it was just the two of us. and we were just wearing a million hats and doing everything we could. I was still working my full-time job, Danielle in the clinic 7 days a week to really be funding the business. And it was just the two of us. And again, from there, it's slowly, our team has slowly grown from there to now like thriving team of 10 coming on 12 and 13 probably by the end of the year, beginning of next. But that's really where it started.
That sounds like such a magical beginning. And there's a part of me that wonders, Danielle, when Kaylee came up to you with this offer, obviously she was passionate, had all this excitement, was helping you. And it sounds like you had a pretty immediate yes. Was there no part of you that's like, wait, hold on, let's take our time. Like, let's look into this. Like, what's your business background? Like, was there any filtering going on? Or you're just like, hell yes, let's do it.
I think by then I just like knew her. When we had gotten together, just for me treating her, I would always make sure she was like my last client of the day so I could spend as much time with her. And we would spend hours together. And it's so intimate. Like, I don't know if anyone, you know, if anyone who's listening, if you have an esthetician that you've been seeing for a while, that person's touching your face. Like, that person's literally like a very intimate part of your life. You talk about everything. And Kaylee and I are just both so authentic that we just like, plus I think she was like my sister in a past life or something.
Oh, 100%.
100%, yeah.
We feel like we're family. Like,
yes.
We really are.
So it was, I had zero hesitation, to be honest. And the way that the actual, so what can come up with stuff like that is like, everyone thinks, oh, we'll go 50-50. I never recommend 50-50. Someone has to be in charge of the money. Someone has to be like ultimately responsible for what happens if things fail. Mm-hmm. So it was luckily like I was able to fund the business because of the success of my first business. So I like literally didn't take a paycheck for 3 years and kept putting in the money. And it made sense for us to be 70-30. So I think that the fact that that made so much sense and was so clear for both of us made it a lot easier too. So that was part of the reason I didn't have any reservations. And then I knew that she was the yin to my yang. She had the marketing brain that I did not have and didn't have the capacity for. I was too busy building my clinic and hiring and training people for that. So I knew it wouldn't have gone anywhere without her.
Wow. When you started to have those legal conversations and now you're talking about the boring stuff, right? Like the numbers and the data, and you're like, I just want to go market and go on Instagram Live. Like, I don't want to do all this stuff. I imagine something creates friction. Do you recall a point in your journey together where there was a point of friction where both of you had hesitations of like, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't have done this?
No, never
no
had that.
Hesitations. What I will say is hire a good lawyer, and it can feel uncomfortable, but you have to talk through worst case scenarios. Mm. Like, we had to talk about like, what if we got in a fight? What if one person, like just literally every worst case scenario, which I feel like should be talked about before people get married.
Yeah.
Like the fact that we had to talk through like so, and Danielle and I at this point had only known each other for, I mean, less than a year. We had known each other and we're like digging deep under worst case scenarios and someone goes rogue and all of this. And some of those conversations feel a little triggering. So it's like, what if Kaylee does this? What if Danielle does this? And you're like, but I'm not going to. Like, it's such a weird feeling, but it has to be done. So you need to go through all of that. But no, there was never a point where we second guessed it. I will say that, gosh, what was this, 2.5 years ago now? There was a lot of scaling and growing with our company and changing and hiring of employees. And it wasn't just Danielle and I in so much anymore. And we were splitting up and delegating just more than we ever had, where it was hard and it was really challenging. So we hired an executive coach and therapist to help facilitate the feelings and emotions and maybe like tension and growth and everything that was coming up for us so we could get stronger in our communication through all of that growth.
Yeah, because when it's, you know, when you first start, you're doing everything. We're figuring out the website together. You know, I'm on the phone with the bank and she's on the phone with the Apple software, whatever fucking thing. You know what I mean? Everyone's doing everything. And then right. There are no clear roles and responsibilities. It's more like, hey, like this seems like more you. You got this? Yes. Okay. This is more me. I got this. And it's very intuitive a lot of the time. It should be that way with your partner. Like, you guys shouldn't be really good and only want to do the same things. Mm-hmm. That's a recipe for disaster. Kaylee and I didn't have that. So that was good. But when she was also moving to LA and we were scaling and they were like, you know, I'm freaking out because there's like big checks being written and we're like paying, you know, 15 grand here. And then I got another invoice for 40 grand here. And I look at our credit card and it's at 100. And like, I'm responsible for all that. The pressure cooker really started and we were hiring. And like, that's when we had to do clear roles and responsibilities. Our executive coach helped us like create a shared language to talk about things because our brains just, they work differently in beautiful ways. So having that shared language was huge.
Yeah.
I feel like support is one of the most underrated things when you're an entrepreneur. Like my non-negotiable every week is therapy. I don't think I've missed a therapy appointment in like 2 years. And I'm like, but that's like, I have to do that to be able to stay sane and focus and like not lose my mind. And it sounds like you guys really found someone incredible to help you, like you said, this executive coach get there. Can you share maybe like one or two things that he or she has told you that has really helped you?
Yes. So we do a circle of acknowledgement. It's a very loving circle jerk after every meeting. So especially on the hard conversations, even just on the normal good ones, you do an acknowledgement of what that person's brought to the business and how you've seen them grow. Like I get to see Kaylee grow all the time. And just like, I'll tell you right now, like how you speak has totally changed, I feel like, over the last year. I'm like, did she take lessons? Like, oh my God. Like, I watch her evolve all the time. And then it makes me want to level up. And like, just like sharing what you're seeing with the person, what they've brought to a certain project or what, like a moment that they shined recently, like just like noticing that and saying it is huge for us. So we do that after every session.
I love that.
Thank you so much. I received that. The other thing we do is we like to clean things up. So things don't always come out the way that they mean to come out. Tones come, reactions from that day, mood comes through, triggers come through, you name it.
Hunger.
The amount of like snappiness when we're just hungry. We're human. Like that just happens. And as humans, we also know when it happens, but we don't always want to acknowledge it, right? Like whether the ego's involved, it's like, oh, they can just deal with it. Like that I snapped like that or they deserve it or they did something wrong. So it doesn't matter that like I said it this way. All of that aside, it's so important to acknowledge when you do that and it accidentally happens. So whenever Danielle and I each say something, maybe didn't come across well, or we didn't mean, or we just don't feel like it came across in the way we wanted it to be received, right? Even if you feel like you said something, but then you see the other person's reaction, you're like, ooh, I don't think they heard that in the way I wanted to see it. We clean things up. So it can happen during meetings, it can happen over text, like you name it, but we recognize it. And then we immediately either call, voice memo, text, whatever it is, and just say, hey, I'd like to clean something up. I really didn't like the way I said that. Or maybe your tone felt a little off when you said that. Is there something else you want to talk about? I'd really like to clean it up because I just felt this energy from you. And I just want to make sure everything's good and where that came from. And it's so easy to do. And it really is just dropping the ego and sometimes admitting that you were wrong, which can be so challenging for people. But the acknowledgement of that for the other person goes such a long way. It's like, wow, oh my gosh, I did feel that energy towards you. Like, thank you for acknowledging that. And we'd chat about that for a second and just clean it up. And it avoids so much because if you don't clean things up, they really do build and then the explosions happen.
Yeah. And then we all go to Storyland.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an automatic thing.
Like, 100%.
Yeah. And only bedtime stories. I get all the other stories will unravel relationships.
100%. I remember one of my mentors said, like, starting and running a business is one of the quickest ways to self-actualize because you have to do so much inner work.
Yes.
So much inner work. And I'm like, the way you're talking right now, I'm like, I imagine this has helped your relationships, your friendships, your familial relationships. Like, has it?
1,000%. It's funny. We always say, like, your blind spots become your company's blind spots. And I was getting interviewed recently and I was like, it is completely normal to be totally unrecognizable to yourself every 6 months. I'm like embarrassed of who I am and how I handled things 3 months ago because we do so much growth all the time.
Yeah.
That's something I feel like people don't recognize. They're like, oh, I just don't have to do the inner work. Like, I think a lot of people start businesses to distract themselves and be like, 100%. This will fulfill me in another way and I want to do it. And I'm like, no. I have learned more about myself running a business than I ever have in my entire life.
Totally. What you resist persists.
Oh my gosh. Well, I got some listener questions. And so I want to get into some like fun skincare advice. Obviously, you guys are skincare gurus. I had someone ask, what's the number one tip for treating a breakout and the best way to treat it, especially if you pick a lot, your picker?
Cell Renew.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That blue one, baby.
It's meant for scars. So if you pick, you get scars.
Okay.
And you get inflammation. So Cell Renew is a scar reversal serum. That was its original function.
Amazing.
The other thing that's really helpful is ice packing. You can do ice rolling too, but if you're prone to more picking and touching, just start to replace that habit with icing it and not holding on for too long, because we're not trying to like create like a cold ice burn to it, but keep it moving a little bit, hold it for like 10 seconds at a time. But that'll also help replace like the fixation of like needing to do something with it. We also have something really cool on the website. This transformed my picking, our diamond buff on our website. But you don't want to replace your aggressive picking with aggressively using this. But it does help, especially if you have a cyst or something that's really raised. The diamond buff is kind of like a light little sandpaper for your face. And you can almost just sand it down really lightly. And it'll help it look less raised and less aggressive. And then you ice it and then you cell renew it. And it cuts down the time of your breakout like an insane amount. Like I can get a breakout to go away the next day, maybe 2 days, versus it would normally last a week. I pick it. It's now lasting a month.
Oh my gosh. I love that. What about one ingredient or tool or product that people are using that they think is really good for their skin, but is like ruining their skin?
I'm going to go back to the pore clogging ingredients. You might think you love a product. And I went through this too before I became an esthetician. I thought that I loved my Shiseido sunscreen because I never burned. But it had isopropyl myristate in it, which is a notorious pore clogging ingredient that most people have never heard of, don't want to know what it is, but it's lurking in a lot of their products. So you could be using great things that you think are great and have some great properties. But if the filler agent is a pore clogger, you will still break out. So the solve for that is to go through everything you're using, your makeup, your hair care, your sunscreen, your lotions specifically, copy and paste the ingredients into the checker that we've built on our website and just see if there's a pore clogger. Because people will like swear that their lotion is the best thing ever, but it's actually the thing breaking them out.
Wow. Okay. Also, this fact checker on your website, basically the ingredient checker. That's insane. What about removing makeup? I feel like a lot of people want to use natural products and so they use baby oil or coconut oil or something like that. Are there actually natural oils or something that you would recommend? And like, what is baby oil and coconut oil doing on our skin?
Yeah. So baby oil and coconut oil are a pretty different composition. Coconut oil, if you are acne prone, do not put coconut oil on your face or your hair. Run. I don't even like to cook with it because if it gets on my fingers, somehow it winds up on my face. It's like the most pore clogging oil and it makes like thick blackheads. So if you're not acne prone, you can probably get away with it. But the oils that are acne safe, meaning they are a zero on the comedogenic scale, are hemp oil. And these are just the big ones, right? The hemp oil, rose hips oil, safflower, sunflower. Then there's a couple of castor oils, raspberry. Yeah, most people aren't going to buy raspberry in bulk. But if you see those oils, it's fine. If you just want to slather on an oil, get some hemp oil. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also triple check the ingredients, because even if it says hemp oil on the front, a lot of times it can be cut with a couple other ones on the back.
Yeah.
So double check that it really is 100% hemp oil on the back.
Okay, good to know. And what about baby oil? Because I feel like even having the word baby in it is like, oh, it's safe for a baby, so it's safe for my skin.
I feel like it just smells like a baby. They put like a powder fresh.
Is it baby oil or just mineral oil?
I think it is, yeah.
Unless I like honestly have not looked at the back of an ingredient deck of baby oil in a really long time.
Yeah, you don't
but
hear
I'm
about
picturing,
it.
I'm picturing like the old school baby oil that was just mineral oil.
I haven't looked at it in forever, but I do recall it was mineral oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that. I'd rather use mineral oil than coconut oil, that's for sure. Mm. But I wouldn't use either.
Okay.
Yeah. We're into double cleansing.
Yeah. Do a micellar water. Yeah. And the makeup remover towels, those rewashable ones, you can get it on Amazon. Those are gold. Mm-hmm. Especially for eye makeup. You just pat it and it comes off. On this note, I'd love to share a tip. With eye makeup, your eye skin is extremely delicate. The elastin and the collagen around your eyes does not bounce back very quickly because we don't have a lot of oil around the eye, so we get UV damage a lot faster. So be extremely gentle with how you take off your eye makeup. Do not tug or pull or use anything super chemically or aggressive.
Danielle and I both even like more tubular mascara, like the Thrive and Tarte makes one that we're trying out. We're like testing some other ones too, but the ones that flake off versus the ones that just like glue to the bottom. Like, you know, you wash your face and you have raccoon eyes for 3 days because you can't get it off because it's like, it's so strong. So we like the mascara that can flake off really nice. So you're not tugging at that area.
Okay, that's good to know because I'm definitely a tugger. I think, you know, when you're just tired at the end of the night, you're like, I just want to take this off and go to bed. So you're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like,
you can tap around the eye, never tug the skin.
Okay, tap, not tug.
Yeah.
Like, that's a tagline.
But on that. But having a really good eye makeup remover is clutch for that reason.
What is your number one go-to product in your line? Like, if anyone could pick anything right now, I know there's probably a million, but one that is just like the star player.
Oh, they're so different.
I think I know which one Danielle's going to pick.
What are you thinking I'm going to say?
The supplement.
I was going to say that, but then I have bright eyes. You saw me bring this out of my... Our eye gel is so, so, so good. But what I love about it is you put it on your entire eyelid and it won't get in your eye or your lashes. And then you put the rest on your lips. I actually use it as my lip plumper, like collagen lip protector. Yeah. But then it would be the supplement because that is what allows you to eat like a normal person and not break out like crazy because of it.
Yeah, the supplement is literally years of seeing lab work from people who are acne prone, and it 80% of the time all coming back with the same thing, right? Like there are some like really, really niche issues. There's parasites. There's like so many stuff after that. But 80% the supplement addresses. It addresses digestion and inflammation and liver and inability to break down proteins, fats, and carbs. It addresses the deficiency in vitamin A, which pretty much everyone who's acne prone is deficient in vitamin A. It addresses the stress component, everything. So it really is so powerful, and people start to see a result in 7 to 10 days when they start taking it, which is pretty crazy. It accidentally went viral on TikTok. Danielle and I like didn't even know for the longest time, and our social media team was like, there's now a, like an I tried this mind body skin
TikTok made me do it.
TikTok maybe that's it. Yeah. TikTok made me do it. And we're like, oh my God, wait, really? We had like no idea that it was going viral on TikTok. So that's cool. But my favorite topical product we have, I would have to say, is our Hydro Glow Moisturizer. I'm the kind of person that's always struggled with dry skin, and I feel like I have truly tried every moisturizer out there, and I was never loyal to any of them. I could not find one that I like from – I would try the drugstore brands to like a $400 one and the moisturizing serums in between, literally everything. And this is the first one that actually keeps my skin hydrated all day long, even if I'm in the driest of climates. It's still so hydrated no matter what, and it doesn't clog your pores, because people who are more acne prone typically are so fearful of moisturizers because they think moisturizers break them out, when in reality, it's back to the pore-clogging ingredients break them out, which a lot of moisturizers are filled with pore-clogging ingredients. But of course, none of our products have any pore-clogging ingredients, and we use 3 different molecule sizes of hydration in it. So it really hits all different levels for all day hydration without feeling thick on your skin at all. It goes on really thin and silky and luxurious, but lasts all day.
Oh, love that. I've been using the Cell Renewal Serum. Love it. I also have the powder sunscreen. And I remember getting this and I was like, I've seen these before. They always get chalky. The brush is weird. Like, it's not going to work. And then I started playing around with it. I'm like, this is like miraculous. Like, I don't know how you formulated this to not be, you know, where it all like clunks on the top of the brush and then it's just like a blob on your skin of like chalky powder. I'm like, this is a miracle product. So big shout out to the ClearSense.
Yeah, the brush on SPF is it's literally your insurance policy for everything else you do to your skin. Because everyone puts on their sunscreen in the morning, but by 11 a.m., noon, when you're out for lunch, out walking your dog, out picking up your kid, your sunscreen's gone by then. That's when all the sun damage happens. So having an easy way to reapply that you can put in your car and it won't melt, like that's your insurance policy.
I love that. So I saw you guys have recently hit retailers, which is really, really exciting. You are in Erewhon now. I just saw you, I think, in one of the local markets here in New York.
Neighborhood Goods.
Yes, Neighborhood Goods. Can you tell us what's next for ClearSTEM? Like, what's on the horizon for you all?
We want to get bigger in London, so I have an excuse to get an apartment there.
I'm going to London this weekend.
Yes.
So oh I'll start just like walking around with ClearSTEM, like, oh my gosh,
perfect.
She's
got it. Yeah, start writing down like all the retailers that are good there. Definitely retail expansion. It's still not a huge, huge focus for us, retail expansion. We still have a lot of products in the lineup. And we actually have a really exciting new, I guess, vertical of the business, because it's not a physical product. We're launching a functional lab testing for acne. So people are going to be able to order both the Dutch test, which I was messing up on earlier, but the Dutch test, it's an add-on, but we have an acne lab panel that addresses all the main markers for acne. So people can actually see what their root cause is instead of guessing and checking, which we highly do not recommend because that can go so wrong sometimes and create even more frustration. So you'll actually get to see in your body what is causing your specific breakouts.
And it's the type of things that you would think that your doctor is checking, but they aren't. Things that have to do with digestion and gut permeability, mm-hmm. vitamin, you know, absorption and levels. Like normally people go, they have acne, they go to the doctor, they run labs. They don't get to see the labs. They don't get a consult on the labs. They don't even know it was really tested. Doctor comes back in, oh, your labs were normal. That's the conversation. And normal in America is a terrible benchmark.
Oh, yeah.
Normal means you're pretty sick.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
I remember getting a cortisol test and high was over here and mine was like here. And they're like, it's normal. I'm like, it's almost touching the part that says high. How is that normal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're fine.
And there's no like consultation around
it
or anything.
No, it was just like an email or something.
I'm like, yeah. Great. Yeah. So that's actually the biggest problem that we're trying to solve. And Kaylee's been working really, really hard on that. And we have a very, very talented blood work specialist that we're roping in to essentially be the medical director for it.
Wow.
So we're just so excited to be that hero and slide in where Western medicine is completely failing. And yeah, and then we're also getting into hair care. I'm formulating an acne safe hairline. It's almost done.
Oh my god,
this has been years in the making.
Yeah, because we pigeonholed ourselves. It's just an experience share. We pigeonholed ourselves with our formulation ethos. So no pore cloggers, obviously, right? Cause nothing we have can possibly break anyone out. That's number one. But then we're also non toxic. But for a conditioner, it's ridiculously hard to find a non-toxic clean conditioner. They're all terrible. So we've been trying all of them. I even told the team, hey guys, got to divide and conquer. Go on to EWG, find the ones that are lowest rated. Everyone test it. Tell me if any of them are good. None of them are good. So we found a workaround for that. And now we actually have the conditioner almost done being formulated and that's coming too. And then an actual hair growth supplement, hair and skin growth supplement, not skin growth, but you know what I mean. Collagen and hair growth supplement that is acne safe because as we were talking about earlier, biotin's a huge trigger and biotin's in all of those types of supplements. So we're just really dialing in amazing things for our community that is prone to acne.
Oh my gosh. These sound like game changers. I'm like, this test, please send it to me when you're ready. I'm like,
done.
Oh my God, I don't even struggle with acne, but I'm like, it just sounds like this is something
you'll
that,
still get so much information,
right? Even that people are just like, oh, I actually understand my body now. Because to your point, when we go to the doctor, it's just like, oh, you're fine, and you're like, well, I don't feel fine. Like things aren't digesting properly. My skin's breaking out. I'm irritable. I'm tired. It's like that's not fine. And the fact that we've accepted that as normal is bullshit. And so I'm glad you two are here, being like, it is not normal to feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, doctors, they can't do all the things they want to do. They get penalized by the insurance companies if they're running extra labs that are not deemed necessary in that moment.
Right.
They literally get penalized.
That's insane.
It's a shitty, shitty system.
And they don't learn prevention. Like that's not medical school isn't about prevention. It's about like saving lives, right? It's about like post with something's when something's already happening. Now, what do you do? Like what prescriptions match that? What surgeries match that? It's not about preventing something that could happen.
Yeah. And I think it's 19 to 24 hours of nutrition learning that they get in medical school. And it's not even prevention.
Outdated.
It's outdated. And it's not preventative. It's more about contraindications, like don't have grapefruit if you're on statins or don't take an antibiotic with dairy, you know, things like that. It's not about avoiding, you know, it's not about balancing your omega profiles or digesting your, you know, getting aminos and, you know, things like that. So yeah, that's what's needed. And that's what we're doing.
I love it. I love to talk to innovative women, especially you guys are trailblazers. I feel like you're completely shaking up the skincare industry. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for developing these incredible products. Where can everyone find your products, or if they want to connect with you, where can they go?
You can find all of our products on clearsimskincare.com. And if you're here in New York, check out Neighborhood Goods in Chelsea Market. We love them so much. And please, anyone that is in New York, if there's any other retailers that are great for us to be in or in your area, maybe there's Clean Beauty Boutiques or other places you love to shop ClearSTEM, please let us know as we continue to grow that sector. On all different social media channels, we are ClearSTEM Skincare. And then Danielle's Instagram is Danielle the Acne Guru, and mine is Kaylee Christina. Please feel free to shoot us a DM. Again, we listen to our community. We make shifts and changes and growths based on truly what our people need. So please reach out.
Amazing. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having us. So good to see you again.
Yay.
Don't lie. I know that you took out the notes app on your phone and were jotting down all the different ingredients, all the different products they talked about, all the things to look out for, all the triggers, because I was mentally jotting them down. And to be honest, if we hadn't been recording live, I would have muted out and just started scribbling every single thing they were saying. Not only are they both glowing, you can tell that they are so dedicated to the research and science that goes into their products, which is what's made them so successful in everything that they're doing right now. So during the day, I use the Hydroglow Stem Cell Moisturizer. It is so freaking good. I'm not kidding. I use it every single day. And then I also use the Cell Renew Serum. So I actually do that one first, the serum and then the Hydroglow on top. And then at night, I do the Hydroberry Moisture Mask. My skin is baby smooth right now. Like every time I go to wash my face, I'm like, is this my face? It feels like a baby's. And I have been getting a ton of compliments on my skin. And I'm like, it's the ClearStem products, the vitamin scrub, the cleanser. Oh my gosh, I used that at one of their events. It was actually a workout event. So we were sweating our asses off. And at the end, they actually have these products in the bathroom. And low key, I almost stole it because I was like, this is so good. I could just feel my skin clearing up. It felt so taut and bright and clear. So that's the vitamin scrub. And last but definitely not least is the Sunnyside Brush On Mineral Sunscreen. I'm in the sun all the time. I ride outside in the morning. I read in the morning. I walk around all day long. Like, this is a very big part of my lifestyle. So I do not play around with skincare damage, especially from the sun. I have seen so many of my friends from Florida do the tanning bed thing and never wear sunscreen, just slather tanning oil all over their face. And now they've grown up and they're like, holy shit, I do not know what I was doing. I definitely should have used better skincare and sunscreen. And so Sunnyside is the best product for that because you just brush it on. I don't have to like mess up my makeup and smear like weird gooey sunscreen all over me. I literally just take out my little brush and pat it on. I actually put it all over my neck and chest too. Like, I'm pretty shameless about it. And it's so light. Plus it's SPF 50. So that is a staple in my beach bag right now and in my backpack. It comes with me everywhere. It's like my phone. If you want to try all these products yourself and get 15% off, use my last name, Rife, at checkout. That's R-I-F-F-E for 15% off. Or click the link in my show notes and it will automatically apply to your checkout. Be sure to follow ClearStem on Instagram and go to any of their events. They have the funnest events. I did two of them in New York City. The girls are fun. Their team is fun. They give away products. They're just a brand that really cares about its customers. And I can tell that and feel that from being around them, which is why I'm such a big fan of their products and want you to try them out too. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Share this in the group text. Share it in your Instagram stories. Tag me, Danielle, and Kaylee, and of course, ClearStem. Just a reminder, this podcast is free, and so ratings and reviews are definitely a form of currency. And if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, I will enter you into a one-on-one giveaway to win a laser coaching session with me. So just go to Apple Podcasts, scroll down, write a review, and then submit that screenshot to info@chelsearipe.com. I will pull a winner at the end of October to win a one-on-one session with me. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next episode.